Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Menopause Manifesto Own Your Health with Facts and Feminism is a nonfiction health guide by Dr. Jen Gunter, a gynecologist known for challenging misinformation about women's health. The book treats menopause as a normal biological transition rather than a disorder, and it explains the process with medical clarity, historical context, and a distinctly feminist perspective. Rather than presenting menopause as a private or shameful ordeal, Gunter argues that it should be understood, anticipated, and managed with evidence. The book addresses common concerns such as perimenopause, hot flushes, sleep disruption, libido changes, mood shifts, vaginal and sexual health, skin and hair changes, hormone therapy, and long-term health maintenance. Its purpose is both educational and corrective. It aims to replace confusion, stigma, and outdated advice with practical information that readers can use to make informed decisions. The result is a guide that is part medical handbook, part cultural critique, and part advocacy text. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, menopause as a normal biological transition, not a medical failure. A central argument of the book is that menopause is a predictable life stage, comparable to puberty in reverse, rather than a disease or breakdown of the body. Gunter uses this framing to shift the reader away from shame and toward understanding. This matters because many women encounter menopause through vague warnings, jokes, or dismissive language instead of clear education. By explaining the ovarian and hormonal transition in plain terms, the book shows that symptoms arise from biological change, not personal weakness. That distinction is important intellectually and practically. If menopause is understood as a normal transition, then the response becomes management, preparation, and informed care rather than fear. The book repeatedly emphasizes that women deserve to know what is happening in their bodies years before symptoms intensify, just as they are taught about puberty. This reframing also supports better communication with clinicians because it gives readers a vocabulary for describing changes without treating them as abnormal or embarrassing. Secondly, evidence-based explanations for common symptoms and their management. The book spends substantial attention on the symptoms that make menopause feel disruptive in daily life, including hot flushes, sleep problems, mood changes, sexual discomfort, and shifts in skin, hair, and body composition. What distinguishes Gunter's approach is that she does not treat these symptoms as mysterious or uniformly inevitable. Instead, she explains the likely physiological mechanisms and then discusses what can and cannot help. This evidence-based structure is useful because it separates biology from myth and helps readers judge treatments more realistically. For example, symptoms are not all caused by the same mechanism, so they should not all be addressed with the same type of remedy. The book's practical value lies in this precision. Readers can match interventions to the problem, rather than relying on generic wellness advice. It also helps normalize the idea that some symptoms are manageable with targeted care, while others may improve with time or lifestyle adjustment. In doing so, the book replaces passivity with a more informed, problem-solving model of midlife health. Thirdly, hormone therapy, risk assessment, and informed decision-making. A major topic in the book is menopausal hormone therapy, often discussed in public conversation through fear, confusion, or oversimplification. Gunter presents it as one option among several, not as a universal cure or a forbidden treatment. The value of this section is that it places hormone therapy inside a framework of individualized risk and benefit, which is more useful than blanket approval or blanket rejection. Readers are encouraged to understand why a treatment is being considered, what problem it is meant to address, and how personal medical history affects the decision. That approach reflects the book's broader philosophy. Women should not be told what to do by slogans, but should be equipped to decide for themselves with good evidence. This is especially important because menopause care has often been shaped by shifting public fears rather than careful context. By explaining history, risk, and benefit together, the book helps readers make sense of a subject that is often reduced to headlines. It also reminds them that choosing no treatment can be a legitimate and informed choice. Fourthly, feminism as a medical lens for understanding neglect and misinformation. The feminist dimension of the book is not decorative. It is part of the explanatory framework. Gunter argues that menopause has been neglected because women's bodies have often been treated as marginal, embarrassing, or unworthy of serious attention in medicine and culture. This helps explain why so many women arrive at menopause underinformed and why their complaints are sometimes minimized. By naming that pattern, the book connects personal confusion to broader structural bias. The result is more than a critique of language or attitudes. It is an argument that medical knowledge itself has been unevenly distributed, and that women are often expected to endure symptoms silently. The book challenges that expectation by treating self-advocacy as a form of health literacy, not confrontation. It also encourages readers to value their own bodily experience alongside clinical expertise. That combination matters because it resists both dismissal and passivity. In this sense, feminism is used to improve medical interpretation. It helps readers see where systems have failed them and how they can press for better care. Lastly, a reader-friendly guide designed for real-world use. Although the book is medically grounded, it is written for general readers rather than specialists. One of its strengths is the accessible style conversational, organized into focused sections, and designed so readers can move to the topics most relevant to them. This makes it more practical than a dense medical reference and more authoritative than a lifestyle book built on anecdotes. The structure reflects an understanding that menopause affects readers differently, so a single linear argument would not be as useful as a modular guide. Gunter also blends clinical explanation with historical context and direct advice, which broadens the book's usefulness beyond symptom management alone. Readers can use it to prepare in advance, to interpret current symptoms, or to revisit later as needs change. The book stands out because it tries to be both empowering and concrete. It does not simply tell readers to feel better about menopause, but gives them tools to understand it. That makes it a strong reference for self-education and a good starting point for conversations with healthcare providers. In conclusion, The Menopause Manifesto is best suited for readers who want a clear, evidence-based explanation of menopause without the usual mix of euphemism, fear, or vague self-help language. It will be especially useful for people approaching perimenopause, those already in the transition, and anyone who wants to understand midlife health with more confidence. Healthcare professionals and partners may also benefit from its plain language overview of common symptoms, hormone therapy, and the social context that shapes women's experiences. What sets the book apart in its category is the combination of medical authority and explicit feminist critique. Many menopause books focus either on symptom management or on personal wellness, but Gunter links biology, treatment decisions, and cultural bias in a single framework. That makes the book more than a guide to hot flushes and hormones. It is also a corrective to misinformation and neglect. Readers come away with a better grasp of what menopause is, what options exist, and why informed self-advocacy matters. In a crowded field of health books, it stands out for being both practical and intellectually grounded. If you would like to support Dr. Jen Gunter, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.